Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Well, if you loved him so much, then why didn't you take him in 2018, Bill? That's Bill Belichick on a Manning cast there.
Because he had a good one already on his team, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But you know what he could have done?
What's that?
Found a way to stash and let him dash.
Okay.
You could have held on to Lamar Jackson. You could have used him as an OW that season. Maybe whipped up some packages and plays for him. And then eventually, if you thought you groomed him under Tom Brady, with Josh McDaniels, one of my favorite words to use, tutelage, then perhaps in a couple years' time, you could have made him an even better quarterback than he has become to date. Your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens here, filling in for Andy Hart, who is off today on personal matters, alongside three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get into all this real quick, I just want to clean up the phones. We had a couple calls come in about the Patriots Hall of Fame, Ted. We'll get into this Bill Belichick book and what he said about Lamar Jackson and or didn't say about Mr. Kraft in a second. Kelly from Amherst, you want to weigh in on the Patriots Hall of Fame? Go ahead, my guy. Perfect.
All right.
Just what I thought, too. Nailed it. God, we're the best. I mean, we're really like
we're
years
it,
from now. When
sorry, my fat finger hit the wrong button.
Honest to God, somebody was like, I would like to talk to you. Hello? And you
call back, Kelly.
Hang up on him. Not the first time, won't be the last.
What do you think about that? The Bills regretting, he's admitting in the book that he regrets that he didn't take Lamar Jackson at 32 overall.
You know what's real easy to do,
out of Louisville?
Yeah, you know what's real easy to do is when you take Sony Michel 31st and he retires just around the same time that Lamar wins his second MVP, it's real easy to build a house in Regretsylvania. Yeah, that's I think this is – Does he say in the book that he wanted to and someone prevented him from doing it?
I don't know the details of that. It's just it's just out there that that is one mistake that he feels like he made in his he doesn't in the mistake chapter of his book.
Mm-hmm.
No mention of not playing Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. One of his mistakes that he feels like that he owns up to is not drafting Lamar Jackson in the 2018. Draft, and you just wonder if he would have drafted Lamar in 2018, would that have been a quarterback's competition? I mean, because, you know, he drafted Jimmy G in 2014.
That's right. That was
an eye towards getting rid of Tom. And so you wonder in 2018, if he drafts Lamar Jackson, if maybe that would have muddied the waters. Maybe they don't win the Super Bowl in 2018. if Lamar Jackson is drafted that year.
Or they could have been more offensively dynamic, possibly having him come in for some gadget plays, tricks, et cetera. Yes, Dan Ball.
I'm shopping for this right now online, just to make sure I have it right. I typed in revisionist history by Bill Belichick, and I'm not finding it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's strange. I could have sworn that was the title based on the conversation you guys are having.
No, I think the book is called The Art of Winning.
Ah, same difference.
And The Art of Winning is omitting parts of history where you may have made the wrong choice. Obviously, he's the GOAT coach. Some of us have certain feelings about him. That's okay. Oh, Kelly from Amherst is back. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, my man. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. The phone exploded. I tried my best, but I called back. Listen, it could be recency bias. I'm going to go Edelman as well. I hate to say anybody over Vinatieri. Obviously, Vinatieri was so incredibly clutch. But when I think about those teams, those first three Super Bowls, what comes to mind, number one, is that defense. That defense was so stacked, possibly the greatest defense in NFL history. Over that stretch, you could pick out another team and say, oh, that year they had a great one. But for those, you know, 4 or 5 years, led obviously by the great linebacking core. That defense was so strong that I look at that as a great team win, you know, a couple of team wins in the beginning.
Sir.
But I think later on, obviously the final Super Bowl was also very defense heavy, but I think that Edelman was a huge part. He was the guy that you could count on third down. And I think that those later Super Bowl teams were a lot more about the offense, Tom Brady flinging it around. So I give it to Edelman over Vinatieri. Sorry, Vinatieri.
I appreciate that call, Kelly. Thank you very much. Mm. And since I know Kelly is a diehard Celtics fan, good luck to the Green when they begin their pursuit of Banner 19 next week. Ted, real quick, on the text line as well, 508, I voted for Vinatieri. He deserves it. The clutch kicks helped start the dynasty. Edelman came on later. He was terrific. The younger folks are probably going to vote for the flash of Edelman. And yes, by the way, I used to sit on metal bleachers at Schaefer/Sullivan Stadium.
Yep.
Good on you. That's the right choice, 508.
That's interesting that texture points that out, because you talk about recency bias. What Fitzy said, he would vote for Edelman. So, right? Is that what you
I'm
said?
I'm voting Fitzy? For Vinatieri.
I mean, not Fitzy, but Stiz.
Yeah.
So younger. Mm-hmm. Recency bias.
He's spoiled.
Fans.
He only knows Super Bowls.
He doesn't know Vinatieri and the impact that Vinatieri had. So I put more weight in those earlier championships, setting the table for those later championships. So I'm going to give a little bit more of a credit to guys that were playing in that era.
Deservedly so. Deservedly. Edelman will get in. There's no denying that, you know, Brady's bestie, one of the pygmies, the clutch football player that he was. You know, people are quick to always point out too, Ted, and this drives me nuts, because it's like you forget just how freaking good Wes Welker was. Oh, when Welker needed to make the catch in 46, he missed, but Edelman made his in 51, and those are Foxborough facts only. I get it. A little bit of a tougher catch for Welker. I'm sure he'd probably tell you I should have held on to the ball as well. But you can't just dismiss the man's accomplishments and significance over a play.
I mean, he's got 3,000 more receiving yards than Edelman does in his career. Does
he
that count for anything?
He averaged about 125 catches
a
year.
So that should count for something, you know? So that's my take on it.
And 401 texter, back to the topic at hand, Bill Belichick's new book, The Art of Winning, and the omission was of Robert Kraft's name. The admission from him is that he should have drafted Lamar Jackson in 2018. It's very easy to say, yeah, I should have drafted the guy who's maybe the best running quarterback of all time. And a two-time MVP, 401, says, you know what would have happened? Tom would have pushed Lamar out of town just like he did Jimmy G.
Ooh, got him.
There you go. Now, I think we can all agree, this is something I've heard Phil Perry and Tom Curran talk about at length as well, that drafting Jimmy G was actually a brilliant move by Bill Belichick, because whether he actually thought it was time for the succession plan or not, Jimmy G arriving with his handsomeness, with the aura, with his quick release, strong arm, gung-ho attitude, and obviously he looked great for the game and a half that he played until Kiko Alonso.
I loved him coming out of college.
See, I knew nothing about it. I know he went to Tony Romo University and had a similar quick release.
He had a very quick release.
He was so good in that first game and a half against Arizona and then against Miami until, like I said, Kiko Alonso folded him like a card table. I think people around here were thinking, like, oh, my God, are we going to have a quarterback controversy when Tom comes back? Then Tom comes back to have his greatest statistical season ever.
In Tom's 14th year in the NFL, you can see how that might light a fire under your ass
a
little
bit.
So Look, I mean, it was at the end of the day a smart move. I mean, what wasn't smart is Bill. I was doing radio down in Houston, and I found that story to be fascinating. Like, wait a minute, the season you go into the last season of Jimmy G's contract, and you still haven't traded him. The season started. What are you doing? Like, I couldn't believe he held on to him to the very last minute and still got a second-round draft pick from San Francisco. I just thought, man, I have all the stuff that, you know, Tom's done, and that's how you're kind of treating that. And really, I mean, the franchise, you could have gotten a first. You could have gotten maybe multiple firsts for Jimmy G before the season started. But
if
you
they dealt him at the end of 2016 with the way that he played in those couple games?
Perhaps. You never
easily
know.
Easily a first.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I looked at the 2018 draft in which Lamar was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Number one overall, Baker Mayfield, who was supposedly the Patriots had interest, at least Josh McDaniels had interest in him. And what I find interesting about Bill talking about regretting not drafting Lamar Jackson is stylistically how different he was than the quarterback that he coached for so long. They couldn't be more different. And it's funny, but then you think about what type of quarterbacks had given Bill Belichick the most difficulties in the past.
Running.
The mobile quarterback. So maybe it's not so strange that he would be interested in a quarterback that has mobility like Lamar does when you consider how many times the mobile quarterback gave trouble to his defenses.
So for those at home that aren't as familiar with the 2018 NFL draft class, as I open it up at Pro Football Reference or any website that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Counts drafts. Before I even get into, hey, where did Lamar Jackson get drafted and who did the Patriots pick and where? We all remember they picked Isaiah Wynn in the 20s, and then they took Sony Michel at 31st. Literally the pick before Lamar.
Do they win the Super Bowl without Sony Michel?
Yes. Because I think offensive line was so good and opened up so many holes, and James Devlin was doing such plow work. That I think they probably could. I mean, yes, he did have a great postseason.
I would agree with you.
Had six touchdowns. But could they have won without him? Yes.
It was maybe some of the best offensive line blocking I think I've ever seen, Fitzy.
Last time they had an offensive line, Ted, where all five starters didn't miss a game.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the tape on that offensive line, it was like Tom had the perfect cupped pocket. And then when Sony was running, he didn't get touched until 5 yards downfield.
No.
It was the most harmonious, most dominating, most perfectly executed offensive line play I'd ever seen the Patriots have. It was that 2018 season. So I agree with you.
Yep.
They would have won the Super Bowl with you playing running back. Disrespect to Sony Michel.
But instead, I'll give Bill a lot of love for this one, too. He brought one of my absolute all-time favorite football players to Foxborough, Rex Burkhead. And don't forget Rex Burkhead, who I used to describe his running style as running out of a building that was on fire.
I liked his style, man.
He was awesome. He was also great in many of those games.
Got hurt too much.
He did. And in 2018, that AFC Championship against the Chiefs, he of course scored right behind David Andrews, the game-winning touchdown. So no texters. We're not going to go back. We're not going to go back, and we're not going to give a lot of business to freaking Bill Belichick people. Just calm down, relax. However,
Bill Belichick has done it again.
Stiz is all Stiz has his Patriot panties
pants,
all
buddy.
Up in a bunch.
I can't wait to read. I might slam through it tonight.
Keep your pants.
One sitting.
He's all excited. You can read. He's so everyone's all upset. Here we go. Now you guys are going to make fun of Belichick and you're going to criticize him. No. However, when you look at the 2018 draft and you see all these other names that were like, okay, so the Patriots took. I'm sorry. I'm just going to do it. Isaiah Wynn was taken 23rd overall. Would you have taken DJ Moore? Think he could have been any good? Think he would have maybe benefited Tom Brady or his career?
I'd say so, yeah.
Okay. Calvin Ridley, never heard of him. Lamar Jackson as well. So many starters in this draft. Oh, my gosh, look who that is. Shaquille Leonard was after him as well. And look, Nick Chubb. How about that? A couple players later.
Good player.
Not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad.
Could have helped you.
Lamar Jackson, I believe Baltimore traded back up into the end of the first round to take him 32nd overall. And, of course, he took over for Joe Flacco at the end of that season, lost his first playoff game in January of 2019, and then the next year led the Ravens to the top overall seed. Of course, they were beaten by the Titans, who had just beaten the Patriots in the playoffs. There's no denying what a talent he was. Go ahead, Bruce.
Let me ask you guys a question. How do you encapsulate Lamar Jackson's career so far? Do you think?
Awesome. I don't think it's a letdown by any stretch.
Never won a Super Bowl?
He has not. He has the talent to do so. It is amazing how sometimes things happen to him in the playoffs. Like, he threw so few interceptions this past year and yet was so turnover-prone against Buffalo. And also, Mark Andrews with the two-point drop of the century. I mean, like, Mark Andrews catches that 99 out of 100 times. It just happened to be the one time he dropped it was against the Bills in the playoffs. Weird things happen. The play calling of Todd Monken should be taught to kids on how not to call a big-time playoff football game in the previous AFC Championship against the Chiefs, because they were a running team, and they went pass-heavy the whole game, and they didn't have the weapons. And, of course, Zay Flowers fumbled on the goal line. So, like, weird things happen to Lamar Jackson. But to me, one word to describe his career to date, awesome.
Okay, I disagree. I mean, look, it's hard to disagree with the drop pass last year with Mark Andrews, but I just feel like time and time again in the playoffs he comes up small. I just feel like there's just too many games in the past to look at it and go, he's just, I mean, there's so many times he kills it in the regular season and in the playoffs makes some bad mistake. Yeah, maybe some bad play calling by Todd Monken, but I also, you know, he's the one throwing the football. He's the one throwing the interceptions in some of these games in the playoffs. I just
put it right in Zay Flowers' hands. Been in the one fumble he has all year.
8 years. He's been in the league 8 years. And does he even have a Super Bowl appearance?
No, he does not.
Not even made it to the Super Bowl in 8 years.
Let alone three rings.
And he's awesome. I don't know. I just think that's a wee bit too much for my liking, because I just think there's something. A mental block with him when the pressure is really on, that he has issues when it comes to kind of getting over the hump.
Before we go around the room with a sort of what if style question to wrap the segment, I believe we have a question from Dan Ball. Yes, Ball.
No, just to throw into what Teddy's saying. To me, he's probably the best pure athlete that's playing quarterback right now, and you could argue maybe one of the best pure athletes that's played quarterback ever.
Yep.
And every single reason fits that you just mentioned, play calling, terrible drops, poorly timed, anything, that's all legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're looking at this thing since 2019, and every year we come away with a new reason/excuse. So at a certain point, you have to rise above that, and he just hasn't been able to do that. So incredible athlete, incredible performer, great stats, not a proven winner yet.
And I am the guy who said an MVP has to be the person who raises the play of the team in its entirety, which I believe he has, but he hasn't come through in the postseason. Real quick, we're wrapping the segment, but Ted, boys in the other room, Belichick drafts Lamar Jackson 31st overall in 2018. What happens?
I don't think the Patriots win a Super Bowl. Oh, wow. And I don't know.
So they could have had a competition in the future, but they and that could have sustained their success, perhaps, but they don't win that Super Bowl.
Well, because the 2018 season, you remember, it was not one of their better seasons. They didn't find their magic until the last couple games of the regular season.
Yes, sir.
And I just think there could have been something in there where Bill starts playing Lamar over Tom. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there's the same magic that they have at the end of that season and then go on that magical run in the playoffs that they would have had if Lamar Jackson was there and on the
roster. Pushing Brady once again, possibly being utilized.
I don't know if pushing or just sabotaging or Bill kind of favorite putting him in over Tom. I'm not saying if you think the same dynamic would have happened with Lamar that happened with 4 years earlier with Jimmy G, I'm not so sure that's the case.
Dan, on behalf of the producers.
I'm not quite convinced that we'd be having the same conversation about Lamar as the kind of quarterback that he is. It's no disrespect to Bill or to Josh McDaniels. I'm sure they would have made him a very good player. I'm just not sure he's able to reach the same potential coming from 15 years where you're building behind a traditional pocket passer in Brady. So I don't know if it would have been quite as much of an issue as we're talking about now that he's been in another system.
Oh, man. You guys must have missed the entire 2020 season when they took the corpse of Cam Newton to 7-9 and were leading and had a chance to win a couple of other games as well. Imagine if that was Lamar Jackson and they weren't just punting because Brady had left town and they were surging towards a third leg of the dynasty. Y'all are nuts.
That's fair.
Hey, bro,
I would argue that Newton was a fully established and developed quarterback, and he was washed by that point. But I don't know. I would be curious to see how they would handle the development of a quarterback that could not be more different from what they had with Brady and with Garoppolo.
Cam Newton!
My guy. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. The Patriots Talk rolls on here with everything else on the sports buffet that is WEI Afternoons. And when we come back, the pageantry, the pimento cheese, the leaderboard, and everything else that makes Ted Johnson so happy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.